98Q Country, bury me in Georgia. It is a minute after one, and we're just checking to see if we have any last-minute bids on items that we are closing out here, and then we will chat a little bit with one of our Lord's Cupboard board members and get you educated on the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. If maybe you're new to the area, maybe you're not familiar with the food pantry, it's right at First Congregational United Church of Christ in downtown Park Falls, and every Saturday from 9 to 11, we distribute all kinds of great food to people in need. And this organization has been going strong for, well, I have no confirmation on how many years. I'm going to say over 30 at least. Maybe we can find some old guy to come in and tell us how long the food pantry's been open. Oh, Mike Motter is here. What a coincidence, Mr. Motter. How you doing?
I'm fine.
I'm going to put this mic up.
Yeah, so what happened to you don't have to talk? Yeah,
right. What happened to that?
Good to see you, Mr. Motter. How many years do you think this food pantry's been going? But Ginger was a bit stumped earlier when she was
I'm going to say 25 to 30.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I know that my mother was working at it a long time ago when I was at St. Anthony's.
Yeah. See, 30 years ago would put you at 1993. Would have been before that, right? 93?
Yeah, it would have been in that range, I'm going to say, because it's been at the Congregational Church now for about 15.
Yeah.
And it was at the church for a long time at St. Anthony's.
All right. If anybody has any information to share on that, call the hotline at 715-7441. Actually, you should probably call on the air if you want to share the info. Well, Mr. Mike Motter, we have all of our Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry board members joining us at some point today, and you are a member of the board. And what would you say your role is as a board member? I have a couple of words to say, but I'm going to let you describe what your role is on the Lord's Cupboard Board of Directors.
During the given month, I help with unloading trucks, the two trucks that come in from Feed My People and the other one from the Federal Commodity Program. And then typically I'm going to work one or two weekends a month at distributing food up at the Congregational Church drive-thru. And I help out whatever I can. Like today, Joel was here, so he wasn't able to pick up the food from Quick Trip, so I did that today. Otherwise, it's whatever anybody needs, I try to help. This is a very community effort. There is no one that does more, no one that does less.
Yeah, and with this past year, well, it seems like a longer time ago, but it was like a year ago when the entire pantry was, part of it was moved and expanded and created a kitchen for, basically moved a kitchen to create more space for the food pantry. And you were very integral in that, in making that happen. You were like our contractor. You were the guy. I know everybody was very appreciative of everything you did to make that whole thing happen. You love that kind of stuff. You love doing that kind of stuff, and you're good at it. And so we appreciate all you did to create more space in that food pantry. It was really needed, wasn't it?
It was really needed. I mean, if anyone was in the old food pantry and saw how they tried to move the food through this little room, mm-hmm. and it just didn't work that well. You were bumping into one another all the time. And it was now with the added space, we could have more more food down there, more freezer space.
Yeah.
So when we get, we have the opportunity to possibly get extra food for a reasonable price or free, we have room to put it.
Yeah, it's really hard as a food pantry to have food available and have to say no because you don't have anywhere to put it, especially if it's a frozen item, because there are rules about where you can keep that kind of stuff. So the food pantry is pretty much in a position now where we don't have that happen very much.
No, we don't. And I want to give a thank you to the Butternut area, the kids up there. A week and a half ago, they went trick-or-treating for food for the food pantry. And I picked up the food then on last Monday. There were 23 bags of canned food that they donated or got from different people in the Butternut area. Okay. That's 23 bags. Just think about that amount of money, really, that was donated by the Butternut area for the food pantry.
And we see, because you've been on the board long enough, we see that all of a sudden something just pops up and somebody says, oh, we got a whole bunch of food. We did this drive. And just those little things here and there that organizations like that and people do just continues to help the pantry sustain and keep going.
Yes. And it's I want to thank this radio station and Joel, mainly Joel, for putting this on to try to raise some extra cash for the food pantry. It's a lot of work for him. I mean, he's getting old, too. You know?
I knew that was coming.
I can't comment on that one. He writes my paychecks.
It's a lot of fun, and a lot of legwork was done by you and Diane Brown and Pastor Gwen and Mike Boblick and getting the all the certificates and stuff. I know people have a lot of fun bidding on those. So we are approaching monetary value-wise. We're, I think, a little over $3,000 now. That doesn't include any of the money from the certificates. So let's keep it coming, 715-762-3221. If you know Mr. Motter and he owes you money, well, give us a call. You can talk to him, and then you can drop off some money for the Lord's Cupboard all in one. Isn't that nice?
That would be so great.
That would be so great.
So great.
But this, I want to say a little something about, because the pantry, not only the board members, but the volunteers itself, we'll have a good time doing this, too. And that's important when you're doing work like this and helping those in their time of need, is that we try to have fun doing this too.
Yes, so, we do.
Yeah, because yes, you gotta have fun no matter what.
It's fun. When we distribute the food up there at the drive-through, we try to joke around with the people and so on, and so they can drive away with being a little bit happier today.
Yeah. And because he didn't show up today, we want to say everybody except Mike Boblick. We don't get along with him at all.
We don't get along with him.
We don't get along with him at all.
He's referring to Mike Boblick Sr.
Sr., yes. The old mayor. We love him. We love the mayor, but yeah.
Yes.
Kidding, of course. So if Mike is on the board and is one of the driving forces behind keeping the pantry moving, one of many people. So thank you for all you do for the pantry, Mr. Motter. We appreciate it.
Absolutely no problem.
Yep, and that remodel, if folks have not seen what was done to the pantry, you've been in there, come on out on a Saturday morning, take a peek, because it's pretty cool.
It is. It's quite a nice kitchen now area for any event that is happening. Can I give another?
Oh, yeah, okay. Certainly.
There's a thing that wants to be built, or a building that wants to be built in the Park Falls area. It's called the YMCA. It's called the Flambeau River YMCA. And so if anybody wants to pledge any money towards that, just, you get my number's in the book. And just call up, there's many ways of pledging. And again, I think the Y would be a good fit for the Park Falls area, and it's well needed. We need a daycare, and we need a fitness center, and they want to build another gym.
Exactly. So, it is an ongoing project, so anybody who has the ability to help out, however it may be financially, that will be a great thing when it does happen. It will happen, but
it will happen.
Sooner the better, please.
The sooner the better.
Yes. All right, Mr. Motter. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joel.
So the bid updates, let's close these out because I don't see any bids that came in the last minute. So the Big Dipper $50 gift card. Thank you, Lauren, for your donation to the food pantry, and $250 for that. So Lauren, thank you so much. Sold to you. Bobbers on the Lake, a $25 gift card. Tom, you got that. That's a $15 buy price for that. Tom, thank you so much. Butternut Feed Store, the $20 gift certificate, $20. Phone number ending in 1606. You got it. The Double D's $25 gift certificate. Thank you for the $25. Phone number ending in 2638. 2638, you got it. And the other two, the other $20 gift certificate, also base value $20, number ending in 3126. So thank you so much. Couple of items: the Associated Bank large yard dice, wooden yard dice. Looking for an opening bid on that. The AC Carpet Shaw floor mop that's sitting right here, a $49.99 value. I may have to wrestle that away from Mr. Monter and bid on
bucks.
That.
20 bucks.
Because he's bidding 20 bucks on it. All right. Is that what you're bidding on it?
Yes.
All right. 20 bucks. $20 a bid on that. If you want to up it, you got like 30 seconds. 715-762-3221. And the Italian food basket from Dollar General. Need an opening bid on that, too. At 715-762-3221.
You can also call the hotline at 715-744-1006.
The Austin hotline, 715.
I'm directly in the studio, so I can pause the whole show if you need time to update.
He's got the whole day. He's got nothing going on. He'll sit there and talk to you for hours. 715-744-1006 is the rare studio hotline off air with Austin. All right. It's a treat. We should charge just to let them talk to you. By the minute.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
Like you always said we would. Packed your bags in that old 4Runner that I bought you when things were good. I'm glad to see the stop sign didn't hit you, bring you back to your senses. Oh, and with you gone, goodbye. Yeah, with you gone, goodbye.
Country.
like I wish she did. I wish she did. Pouring up another one. Won't change what I should have done before she left.
Oh. things are. Don't scare easy as long as you keep me just square in the middle of your arms. Cause I'm fearless. I'll jump off the ledges, burn all the bridges, walk on the edges. I'm fearless. I don't mind the shadows, take all the arrows, ride in the echoes. And I don't mind the night, I don't mind the fight. Even if I lose, I got this care, cause I'm fearless.
Country, today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
I don't want to spend another lonely night. Ooh. I've got the lights turned up, the doors locked, the bedroom TV's on.
Rascal Flatts here at 98Q Country at 26 past 1. It is a day of giving. The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is what we're talking about today. And we're having a lot of fun and raising a lot of good money here for the Lord's Cupboard here in Park Falls. If you're just joining us, we're on the air till 6 tonight. And we're having fun bidding on certificates, and merchandise has been donated by area businesses. We already moved stuff out. One update, the Italian gift basket, the Dollar General Italian gift basket. We had a bid of 15 and 18. So the bid right now is to Mike at 18. If you want to up that, and call us right now. Otherwise, we'll sell it for that. It will be sold for $18. So the current bid, I think Liz had called in for 15, and we had a call or a bid at the same time, 18. So $18 is the bid for the Dollar General Italian basket. If you want to up it right now, 715-762-3221. Otherwise, we are going to sell that. So let's give you a couple more items that we're going to put on a timer here and move out. You can see them at 98qcountry.com. We have from Far North Builders, Ryan Plesner donated a nice gift bag that has a decorative throw in it, 20 Krispy Kreme Keurig coffee cups in it, a couple of decorative coffee mugs. There's Bloom and Grow Journal. There's some colored pencil set in there. And an advanced coloring book. Ooh, you advanced coloring people. Sorry. So all that is from Far North Builders and Ryan Plesner. We need a bid on that gift basket. Also from the Fifield Feed and Seed, we have the Loon Cohasset Bells that were donated by Fifield Feed and Seed. There's a picture of them on the web at 98qcountry.com under Lord's Cupboard. But you kind of got to see it here. So if you want to put a bid on that, we'll consider selling that out. It's kind of like a wind chime, but it's the wood. You know, it's kind of the clunk, clunk, yeah. Clunk, clunk of the wood.
It's got more of a handcrafted feel to it.
Yeah, like if you were on Gilligan's Island, it would be something that Thurston Howell would have had outside of his hut.
Yep.
So kind of clanking out there. So or that's on the timer, too. Fifield Gas Station, we have the 32-ounce bottle of maple syrup. It is a $20 value. We need an opening bid on that maple syrup. And the last one we're going to close out right now is the Fifield Grocery, a $30 certificate. We did have an overbid on that already from Ginger of $35. So those items will be closed out. If you guys and gals have any questions on the other items, Brianna's more than willing to help you out, tell you what the update, what the bid is, 715-762-3221. And, of course, if you just don't want to go through all that, or you just, Joel, I don't need to buy certificates, you just want to help out a great cause, the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry, just give us a call. You can pledge and make good on it next week. When you make your donation to the pantry, it does need to be in the form of check or cash. We cannot accept credit cards for that. So you can also go to thelordscupboard.org. Oh, look at that.
Wow.
The hotline is ringing. Oh, it's so special.
98Q Country, you have reached the Austin
hotline. The Austin hotline is 744-1006. That's pretty cool. So if you want to just donate, we certainly would appreciate that. We're at just over 3,000, I think, 715-762-3221. We're having a good time raising funds for a good cause today.
Attorney Joe Cordell. Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. In addition to everything else going on, they have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters, and that's why it's so important to hire someone that has those skills.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 8040 Excelsior Drive, Suite 403, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
A psoriasis flare-up can make a walk in the park, well, no walk in the park.
It's that obvious, huh? I've tried so many lotions and creams, but I still have symptoms.
So those don't do enough to treat the inflammation beneath the skin, leaving you with those uncontrolled symptoms.
Makes sense, but what else can I do?
You can get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Make an appointment and, oh, you're already on it.
Hi, yes, I'd like to make an appointment.
Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their minds in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutters.com for a quote.
Every 40 seconds, a child is reported missing. That's 2,000 children every single day. It's a heart-wrenching reality that we can no longer ignore. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping find missing kids. You can be a part of their mission by donating your unwanted vehicle, running or not. Call 1-800-775-5622. We guarantee that you will receive the maximum tax deduction. We provide fast, free pickup with 24-hour response. Call 1-800-775-5622. Find the Children provides crucial resources to help find missing children and educational materials to teach kids how to recognize and avoid predators. Our recovery programs have a proven track record of reuniting kids with their families. It's time to act. Donate your unwanted or unused car. Help us build a world where every child is safe. Pick up the phone and call 1-800-775-5622. Together, we can bring these kids home safely. This advertisement was paid for by Cars R Us and Find the Children.
A couple quick updates. The Italian basket from Dollar General, that's sold. So we're going to sell that to last number ending in 3924. You put a $22 bid on that. So that is yours. That is yours. And with the cost of groceries, that's still a very, very good deal. The colander alone, that's a very nice colander. So who was on the hotline? Who's on the hotline? Anybody?
That was
Barack Obama.
you wrote down his name.
Oh, I got it. Okay. That was Michael, yes.
Yes, Michael.
All right. So we have sold everything except the yard dice, the large wooden yard dice. My wife, Shayna, is here. My lovely wife, Shayna, with Billy, my pug. What would be the
is
use?
Is he really your pug?
Brianna, can you grab that black little case right there?
The yard dice.
There's a game that's got to go with this, and I'm not sure what
don't
it is.
Don't let me just accidentally yelling into
so
a
we have six large wooden yard dice here. I mean, they're very cool. Decorative? Is there a game that we play with that?
They could be inside dice and make the night really interesting.
Try these games, it says, but it's inside the laminated thing.
Do you use them to try and keep people off your lawn?
Exactly. Here's a two.
Sorry, you lose. Get off my property. So there are games with that, too. And thanks to Associated Bank for donating six large yard dice. And people are probably familiar with the games that you can play with that. So if you put a bid on that, how about 10 bucks? If you put 10 bucks on that, it'll be yours. It'll be yours from Associated Bank. So
be
thank
sure to
you.
Call the hotline, 715-744-1006.
Yes, that's the Austin hotline. 744-1006. Billy may even be grunting a little bit in the background. Billy, my pug, is
and
in here.
And remember, if you call the hotline, even if it's last second before we close it, we will pause it so you can update any bids.
That's because you're sitting right here in the studio. It's
yes.
an advantage to be on the Austin
yes,
hotline.
Yes, I'm right here. This other way than, I can say, hold the phones.
Other than, of course, the, you know, the conversation, the quality of conversation.
That's just a little side thing.
Yeah. It just makes up for
Passes
it.
The time.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters at exergen.com.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with highs around 49. Westerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Lows dip down to about 25. Chance of snow tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 36. Overcast skies. Temperatures well below average Sunday and Monday with highs from the low 30s to the mid 30s. Chance for snow Sunday. Another look at the short range, high of 49 this afternoon. Lows level off around 25 tonight. We should top off around 36 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 48.
Hey, it's Fitz, F-I-T with a Z, the host of the Country Top 40. Join me Saturdays at 1 p.m. on 98 Q Country.
90s classics.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
She talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all. That she's ever seen memorized, saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. Sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't remember life before she
Cody Johnson and 98Q and our Day of Giving here for the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry right here in Park Falls continues. And we're very happy to announce a grand total, and this is just a money that has been donated cash-wise. We want to announce, oh, a little timpani, look at that. $3,145 so far, $3,145. We thank our very own former traffic director from just a couple months back. You remember Nancy, right? Nancy Johnson, we thank her for her donation. $3,145. Now, we got a lot of challenges out there. The Big G challenged all his car club members, Northwoods Classic Car Club members, to donate. We had a challenge put out to the Area Lions Club from the Fifield Lions. We have the Knights of Columbus putting a challenge out to the other Knights of Columbus organizations. And if you as a business or individual would just like to give a couple bucks, maybe you've been blessed in your life where you've never had to worry about where your next meal is coming from. Well, there's people due to circumstances they can't control, medical and stuff, that are in that position. And maybe you'd like to give a little something to help out those in their time. And that's what the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry does. It delivers tons and tons. We mentioned the number earlier, and it's worth repeating. 39 tons of food have gone out the door already this year, just in 9 months. 39 tons of food have left the Lord's Cupboard Pantry right here in Park Falls. So if you'd like to pledge, you don't have to stop in today. Worry about that next week, 715-762-3221. We'd love to have you stop by. And see us, grab a little piece of Halloween chocolate, a little piece of Brianna's grandpa's caramel from the front desk. And if you can't, just call us. We'll jot you down. Good for it for next week. All the money, 100%. It's employee-driven. It's volunteer-driven, I should say, the food pantry. So all the money we raise, 100%, goes right to our Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. If you're feeling technologically advanced, you can go to thelordscupboard.org and click on donate and give right through there, through the GoFundMe option at thelordscupboard.org.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Great food at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W in Phillips, Wisconsin. Wing it up at the Den with Wing Ding Wednesdays. Thursday steak night featuring 16-ounce ribeyes. Friday fish fry with pure battered parmesan crusted cod. And be sure to stick around for late night happy hour from 8 to midnight with $2 domestics and $5 tall mixers. And post recipe pizzas available anytime at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W, where it's never a question of whether or not there's entertainment, but who's playing this weekend. Join us at Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin, where tradition meets taste. Terry's Culinary Touch brings exceptional homemade dishes served daily from 4 to 8 p.m. Don't miss out on our weekly specials. Shrimp Palooza on Wednesdays for just $15. Pasta Flights on Thursdays and Friday Fish Fry Extravaganza featuring cod, bluegill, perch, salmon, shrimp, or even flounder. Plus, indulge in Lisa's exquisite desserts and perfectly paired signature cocktails. On Saturdays, savor prime rib. Located at the intersections of Highway 13 and 70 in Fifield, Wisconsin. Marked by iconic Big Deer. Now accepting reservations at 715-762-4447 for holiday parties. Join us for a memorable dining experience.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, October 28th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Brentwood Community Center, Zion Lutheran Church is having their annual harvest dinner and raffle. There will be a hearty bison stew, homemade bread, and homemade pies. There will also be a raffle with a quilt and many more prizes. Again, that's Saturday, October 28th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Brentwood Community Center.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
You took the first step and quit smoking. But even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer.
That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
My daughter is normally a little goofball, but after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
I'm a dinosaur.
Best dinosaur.
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up when needed. Explore our products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart, and I have a question for you. You know that unwelcome guest everyone wishes would just leave already? That's COVID-19. That's why I got a COVID shot this season, designed for recent variants. Got it?
Learn more and schedule this season's updated COVID-19 shot at vaccines.gov.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We love the new country.
You guys play the new stuff.
But we also love the songs we know every word to.
You guys are always playing the song I can sing along with.
Thanks for listening.
98 Q Country.
I only talk to God when I need a favor. And I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to expect a savior? If I only talk to God when I need a favor, God, I need a favor.
on air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Baby, what's on your mind when you see me pull up in your drive? Do you want to go downtown? Maybe have a little high dollar wine. Do you want to go out to the country and maybe blow all our money on some sugar at the truck stop and some scratch offs? See if we can get lucky. Oh, I gotta know what's going on in your beautiful mind. Baby, don't be shy. Tell me now, do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go flying down a two-lane road, fly, and then hang your clothes. Do I make you wanna put your head down, play a little truth or dare now? Act just like you don't care now. Girl, when I come around, tell me, do I make you wanna stay up till the sun? Howl at the moon, baby, tell me the truth. Slow, go flying down a two-lane road. Find a limb to hang your clothes.